Hey everyone, this is Ricky Whitaker here from Triple Gold Ministries, and we got Tim. So he's the Cali, and I'm a South African. This is our first podcast message that we're putting together. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. And what we wanted to actually discuss with you is a little bit of time management and goal setting. Is that about right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, what I wanted to go through is just a little bit on some passages. Tim's got a few passages that he's going to talk about now after mine, and then we'll compilate and give you guys a bit of idea of, you know, time management, goal settings, what the Lord says, that how can we do that as believers, and what's the best way about going about doing that. So here's the first one. It's Ephesians 5, 15, 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We're going to go to Psalms 90:12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You got some...
Well, absolutely, yeah. So I think when I think of the idea of goal setting and time management, there's a lot of misunderstandings in the Christian community.
Because
I think there's the group that says we need to trust in God, Jesus take the wheel, just leave it all, you know, and then I'm just going to follow him and not really worry about things.
Right.
And then there's the other group that says, you know, I need to make everything. I've heard the old saying that says God only helps those who learn to help themselves. That's on the whole other side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Where you get into, I need to do everything for myself,
right,
pretty much. So I think, as with most things in the Christian life, so much of it comes down to balance.
Right.
And so two verses that really, I think, help with this topic and kind of guide where we're going to go would be, first of all, Proverbs, let's see, Proverbs 21:5, which, if we think about wisdom and planning, Proverbs is a really, really good place to start.
Very good.
And it says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So we see God does expect us as Christians to have some responsibility in planning,
right?
While we should be trusting him. And as we're going to read in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will straight your paths.
Yes.
And so as we're going to talk about these very specific, very down-to-earth ways to plan, to set goals, to accomplish things in our lives as believers, we also have to remember that we're going to be come at it from a different approach than we would as a non-believer.
Right.
Because in the non-believer, and a lot of what I'm going to talk about, are things that can go either way. However, what's going to guide us is that as a believer, in all our ways, we should be acknowledging God.
Right.
In all our ways, we should be seeking to glorify him and to make sure that he receives the credit for any success that we have. And our very definition of success for a believer is different than it would be as an unbeliever.
Right.
And so that's where kind of getting what I'm going to start talking about. And a lot of it is things I've experienced in my own life as a young man trying getting out of college, kind of determining where I'm going to go in life, what I'm going to do, and what I'm going to do to be successful, not only in the world's eyes or in my eyes, but also the main thing, in God's eyes.
Right.
So the first kind of path I see on a way to setting biblical goals is establishing a vision. So what I like to break it down. I'm a very bullet points guy.
Right.
So I like to see things. When we think about setting goals, I think the first things we think about is like, okay, I want to be an NBA player when I grow up. Okay,
right.
That's my goal. I'm just going to go at it and do whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like to break it down a bit further. So I like to see you get that question, maybe in a job interview, maybe from your grandmother, who knows? But it says, hey, Ricky, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Yeah.
And it's a hard question.
Yeah, it is.
Especially as a believer, because it's, okay, I have maybe an idea of what I want, but does this fit in God's will? Does this, and maybe I don't even have an idea of what I want. Maybe
right.
I'm just trying to get through day to day.
Yeah.
But I think the beginning of biblical planning starts with a vision, and the vision of, okay, I have an idea of where I want my life to be.
Right.
But it's, as far as I know, in accordance with God's will.
Right.
And I think people get hung up on because they worry so much about, man, you know, I just got to wait from a sign from the stars of what to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that does happen for some people, but what I found so clear in my life is that as long as I am seeking God, I am trying to direct my paths in a way that I think he's going to take me where he wants me to go.
Yeah.
He will push me to where he wants. And yeah. I mean, and you as well. Yeah. Like we kind of briefly mentioned, I'm from California, living on the East Coast now. Mm-hmm. Ricky's all the way from South Africa.
Right.
So literally half a world apart, and yet somehow we meet up on the East Coast.
It's in North Carolina.
In North right? Carolina. Never thought I'd be in North Carolina, but it's just such a amazing thing that both of us, how we've arrived here is we've both been trying to set goals to do these things, but yeah. also listening to God and letting him push us where he wants us to go.
Right.
So step one, I think, is to establish a vision, which is in our minds, the best estimation of where we want to be.
Right.
So maybe 5 years from now, I say, okay, I want to have a job in insert field here. Yep. Maybe it's ministry. Maybe it's in the workplace.
Right.
And I want to maybe married. I want to have this car or whatever you make. Mm-hmm. That's your vision. That's the kind of overall what people like to classify under goals.
Yeah.
But I like to classify goals a little bit different because I view goals as something measurable, as basically a step to your vision.
Yeah.
So, and like I said before, our vision is going to be a whole lot different than what our flesh's vision is or right. what someone who's not saved's vision is.
Yeah.
Because our vision, hopefully, as we pray, as we meditate on God's word, is going to be changed by God and by what he's directing us to.
Right.
So step one, vision. So overall, what we want, you can, and a big tips I find to do is to write it down,
yep.
talk to someone about it. I always hear some random statistics of, you know, if you write it down, you're 50% more likely to, or 150% more likely to succeed. I don't know where they get that. I don't know if you have a focus group with 200 people, but I never see any sort of evidence for that. However, yeah. I would say from my own life, and there is actual, you know, evidence and proof that that does help to talk right. to people, to write it down, to make sure it's in front of you and not just something you think about January 1st of every year.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha. Yeah.
So I have that. And like I said, I believe it's really important to make it measurable
right.
and something attainable, so a pathway to that goal.
Okay.
So for example, I'm going to take totally random goal. Let's say my goal is to become an NBA player.
Yeah.
So in order to be that goal, to be an NBA player, I have, or that vision,
yeah.
sorry, to be an NBA player, I have to set certain goals along that that road
right.
to that vision. And so like a goal, for example, would be, if I'm playing in high school and college, okay, I want to average 15 points a game. That's a very attainable, well, could not be attainable, maybe, depending on my skill level. But it's a very, for the most part, a realistic or attainable, but also measurable goal that I can hold myself and other people can hold
right.
me to that standard.
Which I can definitely see the value of that. I mean, from a sales perspective, you go into an office environment and you have to sell. The first port of call is always to make it an attainable goal so that mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're failing anything. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a critical aspect because there's a lot of emotion that comes into targets and achieving things. And
yes.
as individuals, we can find ourselves in a point where yep. it's like, oh, I didn't hit it. I'm bad, and, you know, I'm not good enough for this kind of stuff. So I think you hit a nail right on the head where it got to be attainable.
Yes.
We can step up and target ourselves going up level by level by level, but let's start with a point where it's easy to be achieved. Let's see success in that. What we cut out all the negatives or the failures that we see and just keep moving forward and forward and forward.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, yeah, I love that because that's getting so much of the mental aspects of goals, which I want to yeah. touch on a bit later. And that's so important because as Christians and as, you know, we're working towards these visions, these goals, we don't want to sabotage ourselves along the way
right,
with failure, because part of learning and growing towards reaching a goal is failure. And it's learning through that. So, and then the third kind of component I see of reaching a vision or a goal would be your means or your systems.
Okay.
So, for example, I like to think of it like, think of a boat.
Yeah.
We have, let's say we're in a boat, we're heading towards a direction.
Okay.
Or to a place.
Yeah.
That's our vision. That's where we're heading.
Right.
We have two other components. We have the rudder, which is our goals. Those are going to steer us in that direction. And we have the oars, which would be the means, the systems, the specific actions, and in a lot of ways, what I think, the daily actions that are going to get us closer to those goals and ultimately the vision.
Gotcha.
Because if we, let's say we have, you know, we have our goals, right? We got our rudder, we're heading, you know, we're pointing straight towards that.
Right.
However, we don't have the means, the oars, some method of propulsion towards a goal.
Right.
We're going to sit there.
Right.
Like so many people do.
Right.
Because they don't have the means and they don't take, they don't make the sacrifices in order to accomplish those goals.
Right. So what does that look like? Is an NBA player, you know, well, target to be an NBA player, you know, is there a height or is there like food? I mean, is that what you're trying to clarify?
Exactly. So another, a huge component with the systems and the means and with goals too, I think is you have to narrow down on what you're trying to do because we can't do everything. As Christians, as people, you know, I want to be an NBA player. Well, guess what? I want to be a marketer. Or I want to be this, 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 this. And it's important to try new things.
Right.
But when we need to focus on, you look at the top performers of industries, of people, there are people that have done a lot of things and then narrowed their focus on what's really important to them. Okay. And they made sacrifices to get to the place that they're at.
Gotcha.
So they sacrificed their time. You know, if I want to be an NBA player, I've got to train every single day.
Right.
Even a little, even if I don't feel great, even if it's just for a little bit, even if it's just, I need to be shooting a basketball every single day.
Gotcha.
Or if it's, you know, a more spiritual goal of evangelism, of maybe getting a better witnesser. I need to do something every single day that's going to bring me closer to that goal.
Right.
And we only have so many hours of the day.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of us work full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So that means we have to sacrifice other things. And I'll think a lot of that would be social media, shows, these sort of things that eat up our time and that aren't necessarily bad, but they can go opposite the way that we're trying to go, the way that we're trying to propel.
Gotcha.
Because we can't put enough into the means. We don't have enough time to put in the means because it's sucking away our time.
Right.
Basically.
Okay.
So that's what I, those are some big points I have. Well, do you have anything to talk about with your own life and your experience maybe with what you're talking about, sacrifice or learning from failure, accepting criticism, that
Absolutely.
Sort of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, so, you know, we talk about a non-Christian kind of worldview perspective. I mean, I was only saved when I was about 27. 28 is when I rededicated my life to the Lord.
Yeah.
And so my goals, I never even had a goal for university. Like, I didn't know what to study, so I never went to university until much later date. So learning to identify what goals are can sometimes be tricky. It truly is.
Yeah.
And only once I accepted the Lord into my life and into that focus point was I personally able to start to set goals and say, okay, this is what, you know, what we need to do. Now, it's not saying that I didn't have goals in the sense of working. So my goal was to make as much money as possible. That was my goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a simple fact. But, you know, you start learning to do things. You just apply different aspects of your life. When you talk about targets and goals, yes, small, achievable, attainable goals from a sales perspective is critical because your emotional state is a huge implication of the success you're going to have.
Yeah.
The more you fail, the more you feel like you're not able to be that NBA star. You know, soccer player, for instance, I was never going to be the pro soccer player because I had to dedicate a lot of time to things. Someone once told me that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
Absolutely.
Because we literally do only have so much time. And that really plays a lot into the last passage I had where, you know, dealing with how the Lord applies into our lives and what we can do to be successful, what not to. So if we go to James 4:13-17, It says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain." You know, right there is like, that was me. You know, I was all about, okay, I'm going to buy, you know, coconuts. You know, I'm going to buy coconuts cheap, and I'm going to go and take it somewhere where they never had it before, and I'm going to make millions, you know?
Yeah.
Just for, you know, laughs, you know? That's obviously a goal that we as business people, yes, we have those targets. I'm going to start a job or work somewhere, and I've got to achieve certain target numbers. Mm-hmm. You started a company, and you got target numbers to achieve from a marketing perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that. We all have to achieve those things. But what Christ and the Bible is saying here is, we'll read now further, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such joy, rejoicing is evil." Mm. And within that scripture, I mean, we can say is, I'm going to make so much money in a year. That he's saying, if you look here, I mean, it doesn't say that making plans is a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, having goals, having targets to achieve are not bad things. It's a boasting factor that I'm going to make millions, or yeah, I'm going to do this. No, you're not. You don't know.
Yeah. You know, and it's making plans in the absence of God.
Absolutely.
It's, I'm going to make this amount of money for myself.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, I'm going to pursue this path and see where God takes me.
It's, right,
I'm going to do this because I want this. Because, right, the world tells me it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
the world tells me it'll make me happy, not God will make me happy. God will fulfill me.
Correct.
I'll find fulfillment in these things, basically.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I mean, it is so much, it's so important as Christians, because I found that, you know, we have eternity. You mentioned earlier tonight that, you know, eternity is like this big, big factor. It's huge.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, as a non-Christian, you're in eternity too. As a Christian, all the difference between me and a non-Christian is I know where I'm going, and yours location is probably not so fun. It's a separation from God and all things.
Yeah.
So, you know, we learn that eternity exists for all of us. It's a matter of, what do we do with that time here on earth? You know, what is the goal for a Christian? Our focus point should always be the Lord. How do I glorify the Lord in my current state, where I am?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it? So if I'm going for a company, if I'm targeting, you know, businesses, what is that goal? Well, living to the Lord effectively, you know, mm-hmm, being honorable, you know, doing all the things that the Lord requires us to do within scripture.
Yeah.
So rejoicing in boastfulness is something we need to avoid. Target planning and goal setting is critical to our lives and our livelihood in our day-to-day, especially within the world that we live in,
mm-hmm,
with it so touch base and it's so instant. We need to kind of like plan those things. We need,
yeah,
to plan our days. We need to plan events.
Redeeming the time.
For the days of evil.
Right,
yeah,
there, right there. And I think that's so important, and it comes back to, as I think I started out with this this podcast and or video, whatever medium you're watching on, with the fact that it's a balance.
Yeah.
That's so much the Christian life. It's the balance of, okay, I trust God.
Right.
I take what he has given me and I adapt to that.
Right.
I change my goals accordingly. Because of course we have our rudder,
yeah,
and we have our means. Well, guess what? A wind can come through and kind of blow us
sideways
off path a little bit.
Yeah.
And God can change our visions. And as Christians, we should, unlike the world where it's like, you know, something bad happens and as a non-believer, man, I have no hope in that.
Yeah.
I had this goal of MBA or whatever it is, and I'm heading there, and then I get a leak in my boat, or I, you know, the winds take me away. I can't physically get there.
Right.
Well, what am I going to get? Because my vision is what I think is going to make me happy.
Right.
And as believers, we have such a different perspective because our vision is, like I said, it's important to establish something that we think is God-honoring,
mm-hmm,
and we think it's where God is taking us, and we think It's what he wants us to do in this life.
Right.
But God can change that, and that's okay. And we keep moving forward, and we set different goals. We adapt, we learn from failure, and we keep ourselves flexible and open to what God has and flexible to him changing those plans. And that's something so different than what the world has or what the world can offer, because for a non-believer, your vision is what's going to make you happy, even though it really won't, even though all those things, those materials, whatever your dream life won't make you happy, and especially won't make you happy in the afterlife.
Right.
Because this is like you said in James, that verse, life's a vapor. It's here, it's gone. Yeah. It's just like that. And so we will redeem the time. We try to do the best we can as Christians and set these goals and keep ourselves accountable and be responsible, and because God has given that responsibility, but we recognize that plans change and can change accordingly.
Yeah.
And kind of this is something that I have right on my phone wallpaper, so I was going to read, because it's something that I really, as someone that has a secular job, want to keep in my mind every single day. And it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And that's 1 Corinthians 10:31.
Right.
Because that should be our top priority. That should be our vision.
100%.
And we have these things, these, you know, whether it's the sales goals or work goals, and those are great things. But we always need to come back to, how am I using this to glorify God?
Right.
How am I using this to promote his kingdom, to reach the lost, to do this? And to be, like I said, flexible and willing to accept his vision for our lives, 100%. Not just ours.
Right,
so
exactly.
Still work towards it.
So. Well, listen, thank you guys so much for spending some time with us. We're excited about what we're going to go talk about in the future. This is our first, and we've been definitely excited. I've thoroughly enjoyed being able to do this with you. And so, we look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Yes. So whatever medium you're on, please subscribe, like if you're on Facebook. That really helps us out. If you are on Spotify or any of the podcast streaming apps, make sure to like and also leave a review. Those are super helpful to get our content out to the world and people that need it.
Cool. So,
thanks for hanging with us, guys. Have a great night.
Have a good one. Bye.